Long time don't hear, audience. What are y'all doing? Hope y'all doing very well. Depending on where you at in the world, I hope you're having a blessed and wonderful day. But today, if you haven't read the title stands, what ship are you on? Now, recently I got on TikTok. So if you have a TikTok account, please by all means, go over to TikTok. You can check in the bio, my username. I will definitely appreciate that you click over or basically jump over and show me some love and hit that subscribe button. But before I get into it, make sure you go to my YouTube page also. I believe it's still Ty Pratt, but a lot of things has been, changed in the studio, and I got my guys uploading and updating everything for me. So I would definitely put the link below for the YouTube page as well. But enough about that. That was just a little quick little up to date on what's going on. And like I said, if you haven't read the title says, what ship are you on? So I made a little clip on TikTok about this, and it goes something like this. Now, there are three different ships and one major ship that you should be focusing on. Now, you're wondering, are we talking about a boat? Hear me out before you jump to conclusion. Yes and no. So the first ship that we're talking about is the friendship. The second one is a partnership. And the third one is a relationship. Now, are you trying or are you seeing where I'm about to go with this? If not, sit back, relax, and listen up. Now, the ship, a vessel, a boat, a yacht, you can call it whatever you want. It is a tangible thing that you can actually feel, see, and touch that is used to transport one thing to another. Basically, it's a device of transportation. Now, with that said, the reason why I'm breaking it down as a friendship, partnership, and also a relationship, because any one of them needs to be taking you somewhere. And if it's not taking you somewhere, the biggest question is, where are you going? And which ship are you on? Are you on a friendship? Are you on a partnership? Or are you on a relationship? Now, I'm, again, curious and wondering what you think about what's going on so far. So at this time, please leave any comments, and I'll try to get back to you as quick as possible. So let me continue on. Why am I talking about a partnership, a friendship, and a relationship? Now, if y'all been rocking with me for the longest time, you know this channel is all about relationships, tips, guides, just little tidbits on helping you having a better relationship. I actually named the channel called Building Healthy Relationship, and I stay true to that. This is all about building a healthy relationship. Understanding what ship you on, friendship, partnership, or relationship, will help you navigate on where you want that ship to take you. Let's start off with the first one, a friendship. A friendship by any other means need to be giving you something, okay? You can't go into a friendship one-sided, and most people do. Most people go into a friendship, on false pretense, on, something that they want out of it, or vice versa. Sometimes they don't even know what's happening, and their friend or the other person is taking advantage of them. They are draining the life force out of them. That is not a ship that you should be on if you, the person that's in the vessel or in the friendship, if that friendship is not taking you somewhere, but taken from you, that is not a ship that you should be on. Okay. Now let's go to a partnership. A partnership can be an equal agreement of anything. It can be a sexual partnership. It can be a financial partnership. It could be anything, but a partnership is basically y'all equal. Y'all have the same agenda. Y'all have the same goals, the same dreams. Y'all have something in common that y'all want to work towards. Now, if obviously at any given time, if your views or the other person's view changes, you need to change direction and get off that ship. I kind of hope that you are following me, you know, at this point. My favorite, the last one, relationship. Now, this one, you might want to hold on for. A relationship, by any other means, a relationship, and I'm sorry, ladies, if you don't agree, just totally understand. But a relationship is only a partnership and a friendship combined with an equal and understanding of an agreement that I will get something out of it. When I mean I, obviously the participant that is willing to go into the relationship with you. Now, I don't know if you understood what I mean. Let me break it down a little bit more. So a relationship is just a contract between two people agreeing to go into this partnership and friendship together to get something out of it. Now, if you're not getting nothing out of it, the biggest question is, why stay on an abandoned ship that is sinking? Do you believe that you can stop it from crashing? I don't know if you saw the Titanic, but that shit didn't happen because that shit went down. I mean, do you think that your love or your sex or your intellect is strong enough to keep that person at bay if that's not what they want to be at? The reason why I'm talking about this is because a lot of people get mixed up on what type of ship that they on. Some people might be in a relationship but thinking that it's a friendship. Some people might be in a partnership but wanting a relationship. Some may be in all three and they have no direction of what's going on. Understanding your place and where you want to go in your relationship will better guide you to where you want to be. Never go into a relationship, any relationship, friendship, partnership, or a relationship, with no understanding of what you want. And this is where I have to be very clear. Any relationship, it's just an agreement. It's a contract that you verbally make up between two people saying, this is what I want. This is what I expect from this relationship. And this is what I want out of it. That's the same exact thing of expectations. But you have to go in there with an agenda. If I'm taking you on as a relationship partner, I want an intimate partnership with you. I want to see you as equal because I see that we have the same goals, same drive, same aspirations. This goes on. But I don't want just a partnership. I want the sexual component that goes along with it. Understand? Some people might say it like that. Some people might not. I haven't really came across anybody that was that clear on what they want. And if I do, I might be amazed because that actually says that we are learning how to communicate a lot better to one another and being very clear on what we want. So when I actually come across that person, I definitely will commend them. But a relationship, ladies, men, like whoever, I want you to truly understand what type of relationship that you want to get into or what type of ship that you want to, I guess, dock into or travel along with. Okay. Is it a friendship? Is it a partnership? Is it a relationship? Now, I don't know if y'all have the same question because I actually did this and I talked to a lot of people about this already. They asked me, like, hey, Tyler, what's the difference between a partnership and a relationship? Honestly, the only difference is depending on how you look at a relationship. A partnership can be marriage. Partnership can be just a friendship. A partnership can be sexual too. But you got to be very clear. You know, you got to be very clear of what your partnership wants to entail. Like, if it's just a business partnership, okay, or is it a friendship partnership? Partnership just means equal. Okay, it just means that we have the same goals, same views, same aspiration. Like, we want the same thing in life. So I want you as a partner. You know, we will share the load of this relationship, quote unquote, or sorry, on this partnership. What's a relationship? A relationship, if you break down the word relations, we are having relations. We are having a intimate, you know, connection. We are sharing something that's intimate with each other. And it could be anything. And it could be sexual. It could be spiritual. It could be something that you find precious to share with that person. A friendship. What is a friendship? I mean, a friendship by all means, just you just trust that person. Now, again, you're like, yeah, but shouldn't you have all three? And yes, you should have all three. But not a lot of people understand that. Now, this is why I actually broke down the friendship, partnership, and relationship. You got to figure out which one you really want. If you want the friendship, then say it. If you want a partnership, say it. If you want a relationship, also say it. But if you want all three, that's something that you got to work on. You have to build that type of ship to actually get on. So you and your partner can travel together in a way that y'all want to travel. If not, then, well, you might get on one ship and the other person might get on another ship and y'all think you might be going to the same destination and you probably end up halfway around the world and the other person probably, honestly, probably never got on the ship. You might saw them get on it, but they probably got back off. But no, I'm just joking. But the reason why I wanted to do the what ship are you on is because a lot of people are still struggling with these, I personally call them these unrealistic expectations. I mean, we need to be very clear on what we want. We need to be very understanding on how to talk to people. And the biggest thing that I have to say is we have to learn patience. Not everybody might be on a level. Not everybody's willing to put in the time and effort to build anything. And that's okay. That's totally up to them. Like, you can't get mad at them. That's something that they have to deal with. But forcing somebody into something when they're not ready to be into something, that's a recipe for disaster. And if you want to create that type of environment, then that says a lot about you. I believe the word is called narcissistic, but I'm just saying. Just listen up. This is very important that we know what we want out of life. And what's more important is we need to know ourselves. Before we even jump on any type of ship, we need to know ourselves through and through. We need to know what we're going to be bringing. We're going to know what we are afraid of, what we're not afraid of. We need to know every intimate detail about us before we dock any ship. Because, listen, when a storm comes, yeah, a storm comes and you can't do shit about it other than wait and buckle down and try to get through it. Some might get lost at bay. Some might get lost at sea. But if you're strong enough to hold on and fight back the current and the nausea and everything that the sea has to offer, you might come out with something greater than what you actually truly expected. But that's actually knowing what you want and your weaknesses and your strengths. Or sorry, your weaknesses and your strength. I know I was talking in riddle, and I hope I didn't lose y'all with that. I mean, to put that in a 30 second sum up, basically what it is know what you want. Know what type of relationship that you want to get into, rather it's a partnership or a friendship or an actual relationship, and identify which one that you want to be in. You know, obviously the relationship definition might vary from person to person. I'm just using it very loosely because I don't want to get into depth with the whole relationship aspect as in the definition and what that means. Because again, relationship and every person will be different. But the reason why I want to put it into which ship that you are on, because it's basically just saying, or I'm asking you, what do you want? What do you want out of your life? What do you want in your life? make sure that you pick the destination and the vessel that you want to travel in so you can get there, not smoothly, but you can get there safely and honestly, and hope that you enjoy the scenery along the way. So with that said, like I said early on in the beginning, there's a lot of different things that I got going on. I got a TikTok. I'm still working on that. That's still building up. Make sure you check out my YouTube page. Make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you show me some love. Make sure you share this with somebody. If you know somebody that needs to hear this, share this like this. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Pass this along. Over here, I'm in East Coast. I'm in Connecticut. And it's a nice 90 degree day. I'm about to go out, kick back, relax, and probably enjoy my time. I don't know, might catch me or I might get a glass of wine and put myself on my little patio and just enjoy the day. I hope y'all have a great day and I hope y'all are enjoying your life. And until next time, I'll talk to you.